With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates Carney. About 24 former employees of Republican gubernatorial candidate Greg Gianforte came to his defense on Monday, dismissing attacks made by Democrats about the business he founded and his record as a technology entrepreneur. Gianforte founded Right Now Technologies in Bozeman in 1997. The company grew to employ more than 500 people in Montana and was eventually sold to a California tech company, Oracle, in 2012 for over $1.5 billion. Oracle still operates in Bozeman and employs many of the same workers. The Democratic Party and group supporting incumbent Governor Steve Bullock have been running ads attacking Gianforte's business success story, saying outsourcing jobs was part of his business strategy. So, 3 weeks before Election Day, a group of former employees gathered to dispute claims made about the business they worked for and the reputation of their employer. Former Right Now Chief Information Officer Leif Olson organized the press event with help from Republican Senator Steve Daines, also a former Right Now employee. Here's Olson.
The competency, ethics, and business record of so many wonderful Right Now Technologies employees are being wrongly and unnecessarily tarnished. Right Now is a world-class company that was started and built in Montana. Steve Bullock and the Democratic Party should think about the damage they're doing to these Montanans and ultimately to their own reputation.
While defending Gianforte, Leif Olson noted that the former Right Now employees at the press conference included Republicans, Democrats, and Independents. Shelley Marr and Amy Winning came to Right Now soon after it was founded in Bozeman. Marr now works in sales at Oracle, and Winning runs a landscaping business in Bozeman. They've both already sent in their absentee ballots, voting for Gianforte. Here's Marr. Winning jumps in.
I have not exclusively voted Republican. I did not exclusively vote Republican this time, but I do feel like I align better on some of those areas, but I did not exclusively vote Republican this time.
Me neither. I agree with you. It's not a Republican versus Democrat, but my values tend to line up. I want to go with who I feel like is the best candidate, and it wasn't exclusively Republican, and it's always about who's the best candidate. But yes, absolutely, Greg. Look at what he built. Look at what he could do, and look at the care that he has for people.
Marr and Winning declined to say which Democratic candidates they voted for. Jack Manning provided outside legal counsel for Right Now, and he says he's an independent voter. He says he voted for Bullock for a first term, but he's voting Republican this time.
I believe in business, economy, jobs, high-paying jobs, and I think that's probably my biggest thing. And I think that's what drives the economy and what drives the way people live. You know, more people employed, higher wages, better economy, everybody's better off. I actually think that Greg is a once-in-a-lifetime candidate for Montana.
Manning says he tends to lean Democrat on social issues and is voting for Hillary Clinton for president, even though he says she's a horrible candidate. He describes Donald Trump as a bad guy. Support for Gianforte is not universal among former Right Now employees. Susan Carstensen joined Right Now in 1999 and was chief financial officer for 8 years, as well as taking on other roles in the company. She's now founded her own tech company. Carstensen was not at the press conference Monday. In September, she started helping to organize a tech industry group trying to re-elect Steve Bullock. Even though she's voting for Bullock, Carstensen says Right Now Technologies was a great company, it had a great team, and Greg Gianforte was a great CEO. But she says running a state is more complicated than running a company.
So we stepped back and said, what do we think is important? And we said, we think protecting the environment's important. We think great public education's important. We think, you know, investing in infrastructure and respecting diversity, and that's what makes Montana a great place to, you know, live and work, and why we all are involved in kind of the growth businesses in the state. And so when we looked at those areas that we think the governor plays a role, we said we think Governor Bullock has the record in those areas and that we support him.
Carstensen says Right Now did outsource some jobs, but says that's not an attack on former Right Now employees. She says questions about Gianforte's record at the company make sense, because he's running for governor on his business credentials. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.